WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Over the next 3 years, electric rates for BTU customers are proposed to take a philosophical change.
A recommendation to the Bryan City Council yesterday called on city users for the first time paying less versus customers who are outside the city limits. That's based on data generated by consultant Joe Massanelli.
One of the assumptions that we had was that the rural customers who use more energy, and that's absolutely a fact, had better load factors, meaning that they were more efficient. What the load data was showing us actually, and what's reflecting in the current study, is that the rural customers are in fact use a lot of energy, and they are bigger, but they're not using it any more efficiently.
The council's been asked to adopt a 3-year rate ordinance. Over that time, BTU residential customers living outside of Bryan would have an average rate increase totaling $15 a month, while residents inside Bryan would see a decrease of $3 a month over the same period. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council has scheduled 2 more special meetings to place on the November ballot whether voters favor keeping the municipal golf course or turning it into a super park. Adding the non-binding referendum is on the agenda for this Friday and next Monday. Also in play is a proposal to close the course as part of a 20-year deal with the Phillips Event Center for Golf and a new senior center. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the proposed ballot language. A Bryan family has grown by a set of quads. 2 boys and 2 girls were delivered Saturday night at St. Joseph Regional Health Center and are currently in the neonatal intensive care unit. Their parents, Nyosha and Brian Boone, have a 5-year-old son. The names of the quads are Ariana, Addison, Ashton, and Austin. They were born at 32 weeks. On time and on budget continues to be the theme as Phase 1 construction at Kyle Field enters its final month. An update given by project partners included the debut of the Destination Aggieland smartphone app. The stadium's new concession operator says they're looking for nonprofit groups to staff 40 locations. State Representative Lois Colhorst of Brenham made it official Tuesday morning, announcing if Glenn Hagar wins the state controller's seat this November, she will seek the remainder of his term as state senator.
This isn't about me announcing today, because Jimmy and I have discussed it. It'd be a whole lot easier not to do this. But we do this together, and we do it for what we believe Texas is and what Texas has been and our rich history and what Texas can be.
Colcor spoke outside the Washington County Courthouse where she first announced running for the House in 1999. A man convicted 10 years ago of sexually assaulting a 12-year-old in Brenham, who was last seen in Bryan last year, has been added to the state's 10 most wanted sex offender list. The Department of Public Safety is offering a reward of up to $3,000 for the whereabouts of Ezekiel Harris. Online at WTAW.com is a photo and more information. WTAW News Time is 6:08, 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
The dog days of summer are here, and you're in and out of your car all day long and can't seem to ever cool down. So your friends at Rattlers have got the perfect summertime drink, an ice-cold icy, any size, any flavor, for only 59 cents all month long. And if you need a snack with that icy, pick up any Kettle Brand chips, 2 for only $2. After a hard day of work, pick up any 18-pack of Bud, Miller, and Coors family of beers for only $15.99. Rattlers, trying to cool you down all month long. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Dry conditions remain in the forecast between today and Friday, and temperatures will be increasing. Sunshine for today. Highs will probably reach 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, 70 to 75. Back to sunshine tomorrow with a high of 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 75 to 80. High pressure holds through Friday. Lots of sun. Highs Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Brazos Valley Bombers, the Texas Collegiate League champions, now 2 years running. They won it all last night. Aggie football had practice number 377 for fall ball. We'll get you caught up there as well with Mark Snyder, the defensive coordinator. Chancellor John Sharp met with members of the media for a press conference to update the progress of construction at Kyle Field, which, by the way, we have pictures posted at WTAW if you'd like to take a look there, plus a whole lot more, including a brawl at Cowboys Raiders camp involving a fan.
All right.
All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Once again, two classy groups of fans. Who knows whose fault it could be?
The fan hit the Cowboys player.
Now, see, that's stupid because the Cowboy player has probably got pads and protection.
He did.
And he's probably bigger than the guy who hit him.
More than likely.
Yeah, once again. So, what's the deal with the weather here? We're talking about highs near 100, and it's, what, 68 right now?
It was chilly when I walked out to the car.
A little bit weird and different there.
It's nice.
A front with no rain, front passage. So a 76-year-old man who police say was sunbathing nude in his backyard.
Like you do.
Next to the church parking lot.
Like you don't.
Yeah, in Utah, has pled not guilty to lewdness charges. Myron Lee Kipp was in a Farmington court yesterday. Pled not guilty to four counts of lewdness with a child and three counts of lewdness, which sounds terrible, but there's what happened was he's sunbathing in his backyard. Had nothing to do with any kind of contact with the people. Court documents show a police officer called to Mr. Kipp's house by neighbors who could see the man from the church parking lot.
And his nakedity.
The backyard fence is chain link.
Well, yeah.
When confronted a completely nude, Mr. Kipp told the ossifer it was his property and he could do what he wanted. Several parents said their children could see the man from the parking lot. I think Myron forgets just because he can't see them doesn't mean they can't see him.
It's not a one-way fence?
No, it's not. No. Just because you don't have your glasses on, sir.
We got a lot of info.
I mean,
much like a food lot or feed lot, who was there first?
Yeah,
Mr. Kipp or the church?
It's interesting. I don't know. That's
maybe he's been sunbathing nude for years.
Yeah,
I should have known better.
Doing that long time ago. All right, thank you, Mr. Kipp. You'll just put this towel on, or at least turn around.
Come on down, Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. 13th of August, day 225, as your mortgage banker could tell you, with 140 days left. Remember those banker's calendars? Those are the coolest things. You just look on there and they tell you what day of the year it was. If you're an international left-hander, well, actually, if you're just a left-hander, today's international.
International man of mystery.
That's right.
And left-handed.
So raise your hand and celebrate that. It's eyeglasses day, apparently first seen in 1287. And somebody had a PDA to put that down. Eyeglasses seen today. Filet mignon day and trail mix day.
Yeah. I like the filet mignon.
Yeah, the trail mix, I'd take the first over the second, probably.
Oh, yeah.
All right, for birthday.
Sebastian Stan is 32 years old. He was the soldier in Captain America. Country singer Annie Griggs is 41 years old. John Slattery is 52 from Mad Men. Danny Bonaducci is 55 and collecting pets. Kevin Tai, who started in Emergency, worked his way through Roadhouse and the Wizard and Lost, is 70. Jocelyn Elders, 81 years old. Pat Harrington is 85 years old from One Day at a Time. Fidel Castro, 88. And Alfred Hitchcock would have celebrated a birthday today.
Fidel Castro is 88?
Yep.
Here's one of those things that makes you feel old. That'd be Quinn Cummings. She was in Richard Dreyfuss movie. Oh, anyway.
And Mr. She's Holland's Opus?
Yeah, no.
No.
A long time ago. Anyway, she's 47.
She was Dad.
Yeah, I know. I know. You can't remember. It's okay. Anyway, 47 years old. Valerie Plame is 51. And Deborah Falconer, whoever that might be, is 49. How old is Kevin Tighe?
70. Hang on.
Yeah, okay. That's
yep, 70.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you are. So, remember the white flags on top of the bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge?
It was art.
Yeah. Two German artists have claimed responsibility for replacing the American flags with those white versions last month. This was... Well, and, you know, obviously, once again, we see that they did have some security holes there when you consider that the Brooklyn Bridge is, in addition to being a major way for people to get from hither to yon, it's kind of a landmark in U.S. America. Anyway, Misha Linkloff and Matisse Wormick said yesterday that they hoisted the hand-sewn white flags over the 131-year-old bridge, and it was... a global center of creativity. They switched the flags on July the 22nd to commemorate, of course, the 145th anniversary of the architect of the Brooklyn Bridge, John August Roebling's death. In the statement, the artist said, "We were careful to treat the bridge and flags with respect."
Uh-huh.
What, they put on little footies before they climbed up there? They didn't address the potential criminal liability of the project, however.
Oops.
They said they followed the U.S. flag code in handling the American flag that they removed. And, when they just did
what
that.
About the bleached one they put up?
Well, they're just... they say that they have scaled buildings, bridges, and statues in a series of projects that were blurring the line of access to public works and spaces. In 2007, at least according to their website, they tied balloons to cables high above the Brooklyn Bridge roadway. They first made their claim of responsibility to the New York Times, said they were flooded with media inquiries and wouldn't be able to immediately respond to any interview requests for those who wanted to. Just saying. Again, it's probably just still more of a concern that from a security standpoint, I mean, that could actually happen. These mozons could do that?
That's the part that's the most frightening. Yeah, is you've got to look at this and go, these two idiots climbed up there and did whatever they wanted for how long?
Yeah, and meanwhile, let's switch to Aiken, South Carolina, where officers in South Carolina spent hours searching for a mountain lion on the loose from a pet store. Really? What kind of a pet store sells mountain lions? Anyway, police now say that the threat was based on a false report. Police say 55-year-old Bill Lunsford had reported the escaped animal about 1 o'clock Sunday morning in Aiken. He said a burglar had broken into the pet store and let the animal out. Here, little kitty? Really? Police warned residents the domesticated, declawed mountain lion, 3 feet tall and 100 pounds. It's domesticated until it's not. You know what I'm saying? It is a mountain lion, after all. Police now say the report was a hoax. Mountain lion was never at the store. He's been charged with filing a false report. What, he just wanted to check response time? Is that it? Just wanted to cause a little confusion, a little expense for the city? Yeah. 619.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So how bad does it actually have to be for the American people to doubt the competence of this administration? Now, if you recall, a recent Fox News poll found that a plurality of Americans believe the Obama administration to be less competent than his predecessors, including George W. Bush's administration. I got a brand new CNN poll. They had similar results. When asked if Obama can manage the government effectively, 57% of Americans say he cannot. And we have polls showing that voters would elect Mitt Romney over Obama if the presidential election were held today. Now, you know things are bad when Obama loses the Washington Post. One of their writers wrote, President Obama's competence problem is worse than it looks. Incompetence. Now, that's the word that I would use to describe the administration on virtually every level.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This summer, stay cool and save money with Fujitsu. Fujitsu's energy-efficient ductless air conditioning system lets you customize up to 8 different temperature zones throughout your home, all by remote control. Now, the systems are clean and quiet, installation is quick and easy, and you can save up to 30% on your utility bill while you stay more comfortable in your home. Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. So find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and click on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com. We could literally fill Boston's Fenway Park overflowing with the number of listeners, about 40,000 of you, who have now ordered your blind shade shutters and drapes from Blinds.com. That means you've saved a stadium full of cash while easily transforming the look of the rooms in your home in just minutes. Now, I love Blinds.com. It empowers do-it-yourselfers. You get free color samples, free expert advice, and free shipping. That's Blinds.com. Their prices crush prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in, and the first session's absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you. There aren't any distractions, there's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life, Super Slow Zone.
Data on the best-paying jobs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. An advanced degree and a huge investment of time could help ensure a college graduate will be among the nation's top moneymakers. Jobs in the medical field lead the CareerCast list of the highest-paying jobs. Surgeons average more than $233,000 a year. General practice doctors average $187,000. Psychiatrists, orthodontists, and dentists round out the top five. Rail cars used to transport oil are already in short supply, and the Wall Street Journal says proposed federal regulations on the hauling of flammable liquids could make the situation worse. New safety standards could send thousands of existing rail cars to the scrap heap or force owners to use them for other cargo. Sony announced a milestone. More than 10 million of the company's PlayStation 4 video game consoles have been sold since the devices hit the market last year. Stock market futures are pointing higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack.
Good morning, 627 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Kind of pleasant this morning. Northeasterly winds greet you. It's 96 for our forecasted high today, and we'll probably be doing that and more as we head on toward the weekend. No rain in the forecast. Low temperature tonight around 71, and then it'll gradually move up as we move on through the week and into the weekend, though. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 7, 66% relative humidity, and we have 68 degrees.
Being more persuasive is more about doing the little things than any one big thing. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. What does it take to be a powerful persuader?
The idea that you can persuade people is rooted, I believe, in a lot of small but significant behaviors that, if done well, will differentiate you from the rest of the people out there.
Ruth Sherman, author of the book, Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away.
Things like getting people's names right, being polite, persisting, those kinds of things.
And being a good listener is an important part of being persuasive.
A good listener focuses on the person who's doing the speaking and doesn't allow him or herself to be distracted. So I'm sure you've been in situations, I know I have, where I'm talking to somebody and they're glancing around the room or they're picking up the phone. They're distracted very easily. They just don't seem to be focused on me. And it makes me feel not very important to them. So I'm going to go look for someone else to talk to. What good listeners do is they are very focused on the person at hand, and they make them feel important, and that is a very persuasive thing.
And an often neglected and very important part of being persuasive is being persistent.
I have a saying called persistence persuades. People give up much too easily. If you think you've got something and you think you've got the right idea, keep at it. Don't give up.
Tomorrow, more techniques to improve your persuasiveness. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Family Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $56. The National Acrobats of the People's Republic of China performing Cirque Peking and Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. The Opus Family Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. We're in the final month before the completion of Phase 1 construction at Kyle Field. A project update Tuesday led by Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp included two items he hopes will reduce the number of complaints he gets after every home football game.
In 2015, when the final wiring and antennas and things are put in on the west side, you should see something that ought to handle somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 calls simultaneously within the stadium, which will significantly cut down on my Monday morning emails. There will be 340% more women's stalls in the stadium restrooms than there were prior to Kyle Field. Second cause of the most emails.
The new concession operator plans on almost three times the number of stands, including 60 locations to buy beverages, and everyone heading to Kyle Field for home games were encouraged to download and practice using the new Destination Aggieland smartphone app. The Bryan City Council will meet Friday morning and next Monday in order to place on the November election ballot a non-binding referendum over the future of the municipal golf course. The proposed ballot language, which is online at WTAW.com, is in the form of a yes or no question. Bryan voters are asked if they support converting the course to a regional super park to include facilities for a variety of recreational activities. The referendum is in addition to a proposal with the Phillips Events Center for golf and a new senior center that would close the municipal course. The Bryan City Council is being asked to approve a three-year rate increase for BTU customers outside the city of Bryan.
Recommendations from consultant Joe Massanelli included a $15 a month increase for rural residential users, split evenly over that period, while residents inside Bryan would see a decrease of $3 a month over the same period. That means for the first time, BTU's rural customers would be paying more.
Typically, rural rates are higher than city rates because within the city limits, within several blocks, you're going to have a lot of customers per investment mile. In the rural, it's very different. You're going to have much fewer customers per investment. You have much less energy and demand or rates. Your rates can't generate enough revenue to cover that. So you're typically going to see rural rates higher.
Historically, BTU rural customers paid less because it was believed they were more efficient users. Massanelli says data gathered from smart meters over the last year show they're no more efficient compared to Bryan customers. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
14 years after declaring her candidacy for state representative, Lois Colquhurst of Brenham returned to the Washington County Courthouse Tuesday to announce her intention to run for state senate.
I've traveled throughout the district, and we did not make this decision lightly. There were many times, and I believe that first, when you're nervous, you pray. And then secondly, you call a good husband. And I will tell you, as I was driving back on some of those long drives, I said to myself, okay, Lord, give me the strength. Is this the right thing? Because I'm real comfortable being a state representative.
Colquhurst would run for the new seat now held by, or the seat now held by Glenn Hagar, the Republican nominee for state controller. A podcast of Colquhurst's announcement is online at WTAW.com. The second legal challenge to the state's new abortion law wraps up today, both inside and outside an Austin courtroom.
Bring healing to those who participate in the abortion industry.
Abortion is not murder!
one more clash for anti-abortion and abortion rights groups outside of the federal courthouse in Austin. While inside, lawyers for the abortion providers who filed the suit will need to prove that forcing the clinics to meet ambulatory surgical center standards is both unnecessary and unconstitutional.
The evidence is definitely on the side of everyone seeking access to the full spectrum of reproductive health care.
Stephanie Todi will make the closing argument on behalf of the clinics. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Texas Department of Public Safety has placed a man with ties to Brian M. Brenham on the state's 10 most wanted sex offender list, and DPS has offered a reward of up to $3,000 for the whereabouts of 28-year-old Ezekiel O'Neill Harris. 10 years ago, Harris was convicted of sexually assaulting a then 12-year-old girl in Brenham. His whereabouts have not been known since shortly after being released from prison and moving to Bryan. A photo is online at WTAW.com. A Bryan woman has given birth to quadruplets. St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Bryan on Tuesday announced the two boys and two girls and their mother are all doing well. Hospital spokeswoman Heather Bush says the premature quads were born Saturday night to Nyosha Boone and of Brian. The woman and her husband, Brian Boone Jr., also have a 5-year-old son. The quadruplets are named Austin, Ashton, Addison, and Ariana. Bush says the babies were born a few weeks early at 32 weeks, but she did not immediately have the weights of the newborns, which remain in neonatal intensive care. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay comfy. They've got that loaner for you to use while they work on yours. 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
High pressure over Nebraska this morning will continue to control our weather through the end of the week. It's pushing dry conditions into the region, so chance for thunderstorms and rainfall looking very, very low through the end of the work week. Sunshine and 95 for today, clear overnight 70 to 75, more sun tomorrow 95 to 100. Tomorrow night clear 75 to 80, Friday abundant sun, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
When Coach Sumlin first asked for some days for practice, we were unable to give them to him.
Well, we'll find out if he actually gets them. That's Chancellor John Sharp from a press conference yesterday concerning the progress of Kyle Field. We've also got updates on the Brazos Valley Bombers and the TCL Championship game. They played game 3 last night. All that and a rumble between the Cowboys and Oakland in training camp yesterday that even involved one of the fans. We'll have that and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes.
So maybe they don't want the team to get on there in cleats. They could get on there with tennis shoes. You know, don't want to tear the turf up since it's new young turf, but we'll see. It's an impressive-looking stadium.
It's when you get in it, it's really something.
Going to hold a lot of people.
Having watched the progress and been in and out of the stadium on numerous occasions, obviously, standing there in the zone with that
new east side up the way it is and the overhang and the filled in end zone, it's going to be loud. Oh, man.
But it's not the biggest in the conference. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So the White House yesterday said that President Obama would be happy to make a donation to ALS, but he ain't doing the ice bucket challenge thing.
Well, I thought that was the whole point.
Well,
pay the money so you don't have to endure cold.
The president
ice water.
Was nominated by Maxwell and Ethel Kennedy, the son of Robert F. Kennedy and the son and widow. White House told the Boston Globe the president appreciates Mrs. Kennedy thinking of him for the challenge, though his contribution to the effort will be monetary. So there you are.
Okay.
Because he wouldn't want to do anything that would in any way
interrupt his vacation?
Well, yeah, probably. Oh, okay. Cast the president in a bad light.
Wasn't he already complaining that the water at Martha's Vineyard was pretty cold?
Yeah, see? Yeah, see how that'd work out for you. The president decided he wanted to weigh in on last weekend's shooting death of the 18-year-old Michael Brown, an unarmed black man in suburban St. Louis. Now, why does he decide he wants to comment on this unarmed shooting when they happen on a regular basis? Why does he feel like this is one that he needs to comment on?
Because, like Trayvon Martin, this That's too right. could have been his son.
Yes, very true. So there.
I'm sorry, was that out loud? I said
That's
that out
okay.
loud.
Go ahead. Go ahead and hit that wedge with a sledgehammer one more time, Mr. President. Let's do everything we can. Because he's already dispatched his AG to go down there and make sure that they're investigating this thing. Let's keep it stirred up.
They weren't busy with the IRS or anything.
No, they got nothing else to do. Once again, as Rahm Emanuel said, never waste a crisis. Never waste a crisis. So now it appears that Hillary Clinton catching a little heat from the far left. From the far left. They will not allow her to wade into the mid-ground at all. No. Hey, hon, come on back over to this side of the bank because we're the ones who got you there. They are reminding her because that magazine article we mentioned earlier this week that was in The Atlantic regarding President Obama's foreign policy initiatives and that whole thing about don't do stupid stuff. They may have used different words, but, you know.
That was a nice edit, though. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks. Joan Walsh, who's a columnist for The Salon, Clinton may think she can write off the anti-interventionalist left again and win the White House this time, but she may find out she's wrong this time, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so there. David Axelrod in a tweet, just to clarify, don't do stupid stuff means stuff like occupying Iraq in the first place, which was a tragically bad decision. She voted to do that when she was in the Senate. So we'll see.
Got to dance with the one that brung you.
That's right. Is it a smart move or is it a gamble on Ms. Hilster's part? And, you know, if the deal is, if she is the nominee in 2016, I mean, tell me, would the far left really sit at home and not vote for her? Come on.
I think so.
You think?
Yeah.
Rather than see a Republican win who has really, really hawkish views? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think they'd hold their nose and vote. I mean, we'll see. But the thing that's interesting
Why
is...
Why not? Never mind.
Yeah, really.
So runner-up I mean, to it's the same this as, presidency
yeah.
is going to get people excited.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same thing for Republicans who had to hold their nose and vote for old white guys. Old white guys for president, so...
Hey, I have a solution. Huh? Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't vote for anyone you don't like. Yeah. It's so easy.
But here's the deal, then, see. Then they have to look at what is the... You know, what is the shakeout of all of this stuff that goes on? Anyhow, if they don't go out and vote, you've got a lot of down ticket races that are going to be decided in a way you might.
Well,
not
go
like
out and
either.
Vote and throw your vote away on a third party. It's fun on this side.
Come on over here.
Yeah, water's fun.
Yeah, water's awesome.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. Now, if you don't think that you're getting enough attention from your elected officials in the Twitterverse and such, don't worry. There's going to be a hell of a lot more of it. Ray Kingman of Marketing Politics, he's got a blog going, says candidates need to develop and maintain political digital persistence. The micro-targeting and consistent engagement, that means getting blasted, with target voters through messaging in online channels. A little bit of background, the thing that made Karl Rove so smart, so good at what he did, is he went out and he found out what the key issues were in areas within a zip code. I mean, down to defining in this neighborhood, this is a hot issue. And then he would market with direct mail based on that. And so as a result, something that was important to people on this side of a town might be different than it was on the other side of the town or than the town that was 5 miles down the road. So he would target market that way, and he was a genius for it. Well, let's take it to where we are in the digital age right now. As Kingman says, quote, through a combination of demographics, voter history, and the ability to digitally target households and neighborhoods, candidates can deliver carefully crafted messages to any constituent group, including women, Hispanics, retirees, or veterans. Now, the other thing, and Patrick, this is to reference a conversation you and I had off the air earlier this week. Cable providers doing the same thing.
Uh-huh.
You may see a different commercial than your next-door neighbor during a local break. That's how far they've come. That is how far they've come.
Great googly mooglies.
They find out about you and who you are and what you like and what you don't like, and the commercial that you see on television may be different than the one that your neighbor sees. Okay, just want to let you know,
man.
They're thinking about you. They're thinking about you.
Thank you, big brother.
Yeah.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates Exhibition, Ropes Course, Zip Line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, Rainforest, and Aquarium Pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand Weekend Concert Series. So smile. Enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good times in the garden are made even better when they're shared with birds and butterflies and other friendly guests. Looking into the fall, you can almost see them heading back into your garden. All you have to do is give them a wing up and you'll be surrounded by fluttering friends from all over. I'll be back with details of how to attract wildlife to your garden right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is available to you now, and it's on sale. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It is so much better than the book you will find in the bookstores. That's my complete guide to Texas gardening. It's now 23 years old. Lone Star Gardening is not available in stores, not available on Amazon, only from my magazine office and at my website. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. The book is normally $32.95, get it for $28.95 for a very limited time, just days longer. The better offer, save on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. It's only $14, regular $23.95. Book alone, $28.95. Book and magazine, $42.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Order by calling 1-800-752-GROW or from neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. If you're trying to attract birds and butterflies to your landscape, start with food. Birds are attracted to seed. Buy or build feeders early so the birds will notice them as they migrate back in for the winter. Black oil-type sunflower seeds seem to work best, at least in our landscape, and they'll attract almost all songbirds and other seed eaters. Even seeds that are dropped will be claimed by ground-feeding doves and others, so little of the sunflower seed will go to waste. Very few of the seeds will germinate in your beds, and those few that do can easily be hoed away. You'll see a lot more bird activity if you scatter several feeders about in your garden. Place them out away from windows so the birds won't get hurt as they fly to their food. Elevate them to keep them away from neighborhood cats. Hang them from pulleys suspended by cables so you can raise and lower the feeders as needed. That'll keep them away from squirrels. Birds also love water. Give them fresh water and put it out where they'll feel safe splashing about. Change it every couple of days to keep mosquitoes from breeding in it. Hummingbirds are in a class like no other. They're migratory with peak flights in spring and fall. However, you'll find them in your garden almost any evening, even in the summertime, circling around plants like lantanas, salvias, and trumpet vines. Hummingbirds go for trumpet-shaped flowers. You can, of course, attract and keep hummingbirds with feeders filled with sugar water. Tie a colorful faux flower near each feeder's mouth and keep it filled with fresh sugar water solution. Leave the feeders up until frost. Recent writings by noted birding authorities tell us that we don't have to worry about keeping hummingbirds in town too long before the winter. They'll migrate when they're ready. Meanwhile, you've gotten to enjoy one of Earth's most delightful little treasures. No bird so captures our imagination. Invest in a good bird identification book and mark the dates. When you see each species, you'll be amazed at how many you'll see over the course of a year. Butterflies are just as much fun, although their season winds down with the fall migration of the monarchs. You really want to make an art and a science of butterflies. You want to find the plants that they like to feed on. You want to find the plants to which they're attracted for pollination. Visit one of Texas' fine nature centers. There's a lot of great information on birding online, also on butterfly gardening. I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll give it a try. I'm Neil Sperry. Turfgrass losing the battle. I'll have solutions in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, Ed. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. Really? All right, we'll pick it up from here. For the second time in as many years, the Brazos Valley Bombers earned the title of Texas Collegiate League Champions Tuesday night after defending the Victoria Generals 2-1. With the win, the team becomes the first team to win back-to-back titles in league history. Bombers were able to capitalize on a couple of miscues by the Victoria Generals team in defense, and specifically to push across two runs in the bottom of the fifth. After getting on base via a single, left fielder Matt Valdez would score on a double from Hero again, shortstop Horacio Correa III, after the Generals catcher DeFran Ortiz was unable to handle a throw coming in from left field. Center fielder Matt Hilston would then score from third base after a passed ball to give the Bombers all they would need for championship number two. On not Aggie football, over the past 2 years, they've had little to no depth on defense, and according to the coaches, that was one of the reasons A&M had the worst D in Division I. According to defensive coordinator Mark Snyder, that's one of the issues the Aggs have resolved. They'll be playing a 3-3-5, and Snyder likes the numbers that he's seen so far on the practice field.
I feel really good about it. I mean, when we go to our three-down stuff, you know, we had a chance to put some really fast people on the field and become a very fast defense. From a pass rush standpoint to a back end standpoint. And then obviously we've got to hold the rigors of the SEC in the run game. So our big guys got to be able to hold up. So again, with the numbers, we're able to piecemeal a little bit, and it's not just one group out there the whole day.
The Aggs will have a light scrimmage today, but it is closed to the public. Texas A&M Chancellor John Sharp, along with key players of the Kyle Field Expansion Program, held a press conference yesterday to update the progress of construction roughly 3 weeks away from the first home game.
To emphasize how on time it is, when Coach Sumlin first asked for some days for practice, we were unable to give them to him, but because of the work of these contractors, he will have 3 days of practice that he wasn't counting on. Beginning a week from Thursday on the field, he'll have three practice days once the sod is rooted and going, and so we're pleased about that.
First home game is September the 6th against Lamar. Offensive tackle Cedric Obwehi and punter Drew Kayser have been named to the Sports Illustrated preseason All-American team. Obwehi, a senior left tackle, is projected to be a first-round pick in the draft, while Kayser, a junior, led the SEC last year in punts per. Also receiving preseason accolades is junior middle blocker Shelby Sullivan, who's been named to the 2014 preseason volleyball all-star team. Sullivan, who earned the all-SEC team honors as a sophomore, is one of 9 members on the preseason squad, which is voted on by the league's 13 head coaches. By the way, the coaches cannot vote for their own players. Shelby and the ladies will square off against one another in the maroon and white scrimmage August the 25th at Reed Arena. They'll start things off at 7:05 there, and the second game will actually be carried on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, our sister station. A brawl during Tuesday's joint practice between the Dallas Cowboys and Oakland Raiders featured a brief altercation between a fan and Dallas Cowboys cornerback B.W. Webb. The unidentified Raiders fan hit Webb in the back twice with his hand and a third time to the helmet before the second-year cornerback reacted. Webb swiped at the fan as the brawl was starting to be broken up. The brawl started when Cowboys cornerback Morris Claiborne slammed the Raiders tight end to the turf by the sideline, just a few yards from a section of the crowd that was predominantly Raiders fans. Down the road in Houston, the Texans are giving Ronnie Brown an opportunity to play in the NFL this year. Brown is joining the Texans in a reshuffling of their backfield behind Arian Foster. Houston agreed to terms with Brown and Houston native William Powell and cut Andre Brown, Dennis Johnson, and Tim Cornett. Major League Baseball, Carlos Ramos walked Adam Rosales with two outs in the 14th inning to force in the winning run as the Texas Rangers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2 last night. Chris Carver homered twice and tied a career high with five RBIs to lead the Stros over the Minnesota Twins 10-4. And finally, fan voting for the Bowerman Award, which amounts to the Heisman Trophy for both men and women in track and field, collegiate track and field. That concluded yesterday, and Texas A&M's Dion Lindor and Oregon's Lauren Rossler earned the most votes. Now, the winner of the Bowerman Trophy will be announced on Wednesday, December the 17th, in live ceremonies at the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association Convention that is held, actually, in Phoenix. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? Start with the cleaning pros at Molly Maid. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home on every visit with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to clean. Call Molly Maid and you can trust that your whole home will be fully cleaned for you to enjoy. Call us today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700 or online at mollymaid.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange buys, sells, and trades jewelry, diamonds, Rolex watches, gold and silver bullion, and collectible coins. They're in the same location, offering the same great services and selection. They offer the most for your precious gems and metals in any quantity, large or small. Go buy for your no-obligation quote. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver bullion, you'll find the best prices and information at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off of University Drive in the IHOP Center next to Harry's in the Stack.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just to go back to politics for a second, this election cycle, which is coming up, just so that you know, there will be 38 governorships out there that are going to be on the line. Of course, always 435 seats in the House. Only 81 of those have contests that are really considered to be competitive. And the Senate, will have a prime battleground with 16 races that are considered to be competitive. So, you know, think about that. You consider this to be an off-year election, mm-hmm. but not necessarily true. And again, that's just on the national level or state level. Think about what you got, local, county, things like that.
Right in your backyard.
That's right. Never hurts. And, yes, could be things like charter changes that will be proposed on the city level. So do that. All right, here's your Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Really nice out there today because we had a little front come through. Without any showers, but that's all right. It's, 68 degrees right now. Look for a high temperature about 96 or 97. It will continue to climb as we move through the week. The low is probably around 76 or 77 by the end of the week. Again, nice now, 68. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.